The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is brought to you in part by the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF is a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, dedicated to translating and publishing the books of our Lutheran faith into more than 100 languages for our Christian brothers and sisters around the world. Learn how you can take part in their work at lhfmissions.org. Welcome to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton.
Abraham looked for that city, says the speaker of Hebrews. He ached for it. He waited for it. And so he knew that anything here is purely temporary, transitory.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a daily verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. Pastor Wheaton is leading us in a study of the book of Hebrews.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Greetings, people loved by God. You no doubt remember that last time we were introduced to the roll call of faith. But before he started rattling off the names of the great faithful crowd of the Old Covenant, he laid down a definition of faith. That is, it's the basis of the things hoped for. It's the evidence of the things that are not seen. He reminded us, by faith we understand, and how we shouldn't reverse that and try to make our reason the door to faith. By faith we understand God's word created all that is out of nothing, just by speaking. And by faith, godly Abel offered up a sacrifice more acceptable than Cain's, and Abel's blood still speaks long after he has died. Like the martyrs under the altar in Revelation, remember, it cries for vindication from God. Then we turn to Enoch, the great-grandfather of Noah, and noted how in the Septuagint it says that God was well pleased with him, and that's why he took him directly to heaven with no experience of death. Lastly, we pondered the great truth that faith is so utterly vital that without it, no one is pleasing to God. Now, I didn't get the chance to share then one of my favorite quotes from St. Mark the Ascetic, who lived in the early 5th century. So let me do it now. When Scripture says he will reward every man according to his works, do not imagine that works in themselves merit either hell or the kingdom. On the contrary, Christ rewards each man according to whether his works are done with faith or without faith in himself. He's not a dealer bound by contract, but our Creator and Redeemer. All right, continuing then with the great roll call of faith, picking up in chapter 11 at the 7th verse. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. Hebrews 11, verses 7 through 12. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Shall we dig in? Verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Genesis, of course, says that Noah, like Enoch, walked with God. That is, he lived a life of faith. And so when he gets the warning from God and the instruction about building the ark, the constant refrain is, he did all that God commanded him. You can only imagine the scorn his neighbors must have heaped upon the man for building this giant boat. But what was their scorn? God had given him a word of promise that in this ark he would save his household. And so the hammering and the sawing and the spreading of pitch went on until the massive boat was completed. His faith in God's warning stands in stark contrast to a world that goes on happy-go-lucky in its evil ways, never once seeing the disaster that was looming right on top of it. And so Noah, by his faith in God's warning and his faith in God's promise to save him and his family, became an heir of the righteousness that belongs to God's own by faith. Verse 8. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. The reference here, of course, is Genesis 12, verses 1 to 3. Now the Lord said, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And that word of promise, it begat faith in Abraham. So Abram went as the Lord had told him. And there's something distinctly on point about not knowing where he was going. We have a prayer we use in our liturgy that picks this thought up exactly. O Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Isn't that just perfect? So when God said go, Abram didn't respond with where. He just left and started moving and trusted that when the time was right, God would direct his wandering. And he did, of course. Verse 9. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. Remember that they were nomadic tribesmen. They didn't have a settled place to call home. Home was where they could pitch their tent, tend their herds in safety, and find water. And the Bible never loses that picture as the ideal, as we'll see. There is a real danger to settling down in this world as if it were our permanent home. It's not. And the more comfortable we are, perhaps the greater that danger grows. Maybe it was that led Jonadab to make all his descendants promise that they'd never plant crops or live in anything but tents, and that they wouldn't drink wine or strong drink, again, something dependent not on the herd but on agriculture. If you step back and look at the history of Israel dispossessing the Canaanites, you could see that it was a nomadic herding people trying to figure out how do you settle down and live and stay in one place. Verse 10. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. Remember how St. Augustine in City of God contrasted the city of man, which pretends to be permanent but is oh so impermanent, with the city of God, which indeed lives under the cross in this age, but is nonetheless strong and permanent, and will finally be seen by all to be the only thing that lasts. How could it not be, when its foundations are designed and built by God? This is the city spoken of in Psalm 46. When things fall apart in the city of man, and yet the city of God goes on. Listen, God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains shake at its swelling. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Abraham looked for that city, says the speaker of Hebrews. He ached for it. He waited for it. And so he knew that anything here is purely temporary, transitory. Verse 11, by faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even though she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. This verse always makes me chuckle a little bit. You remember how when Sarah first heard the promise that she was going to conceive, she snickered. She thought she snickered privately, but he whose ear hears all heard it. And he asked Abraham, why did your wife possibly laugh? After all, Sarah would have heard these words. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah will have a son. And that word, which she overheard, gave her faith. And then the impossible came to pass. A severely postmenopausal woman at the ripe age of 90 or so conceived and gave birth to a son. After all, the one who promised it, he's the one to whom nothing is too hard. He always keeps his promises. No wonder they decided that the little boy's name had to be Laughter. Yitzhak, Isaac. Verse 12. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. So old Abraham, 100, and his wife at 90 are called as good as dead. You see why, don't you? There's no humanly possible way that they would ever become parents, and yet let the word and promise of God intervene. Let faith be born from that promise. Hold it tight, and lo and behold, from that geriatric pair came tons and tons and tons of descendants, as many as the visible stars in the desert sky at night, as impossible to count as all the grains of sand on the shores of the beaches of planet Earth. Faith believed, and just like at the beginning when everything came out of nothing, Israel came out of the nothing of Sarah's womb by the power of Yahweh's promise. And it was so. I particularly love how St. Ephrem the Syrian, writing in the 4th century, could describe the faith of the patriarchs Abraham and Sarah. Listen. Hence, instead of owning homes, they lived in tents. Yet they believed the promise to be true, even if not seeing the testimony of the fact conforming to their faith. About that city of God, the church delights to sing in the words of the great Peter Abelard. Oh, what their joy and their glory must be, those endless Sabbaths the blessed ones see, crowns for the valiant to weary ones rest. God shall be all in all and in all ever blessed. In New Jerusalem joy shall be found, blessings of peace shall forever abound, wish and fulfillment are not severed there, nor the things prayed for come short of the prayer. Abraham could sing such a song of pilgrimage, people loved by God. So could Sarah. God's word proved true for them, and their faith was strengthened. And yet,
they still waited for its final fulfillment, for the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
That's all we have time for today. Till next time, people loved by God, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton. If you have a question or a comment about today's teaching, send an email to contact@thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a listener-supported program. You can donate by check, make your check payable to The Word Endures, and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.